What up, Buzz? You tapped in? Okay, Goose, you tapped in too? All right, Chicago, y'all tapped in? All right, boys, let's crack them. Feel like Mike in the fourth with the ball in my hands and I'm taking a shot. I'm the king in the madhouse on Madison, whether I make it or not. Now the crowd going crazy, they watching the play and I'm watching the clock. Got my shot in the air and the buzzer go off and I'm watching it drop. This team did things, MJ, Shot City, six rings. D-Rose, too big, too fast, too strong, history. And we good on that, put Jilla on the track and we good on WAC. 3, 2, 1, everybody say Bulls on tap, Bulls on tap. Our city pretty and gritty, Benny the Bull in the crowd getting hyper and litty. Me, I'm so drippy, it's slippery, nothing offends me. Banners on banners, we winners, we got the stats in the news. Go and subscribe, hang out with Buzzy and Goose. Tapping with us, we the truth, Jilla just murdered the booth.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I am your boy Buzz. I'm joined by my dude Goose, and we're here to talk about like the last 2 weeks because we haven't been here. It's kind of happened to us a lot. We were supposed to record last Wednesday, but I was diagnosed with influenza B, and that shit is just not good for anybody. It hurts and it makes you feel like shit. Before I explain my symptoms, be sure to go on ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter, X, whatever you call it, Bulls on Tap at ontapsportsnet, Goose on Tap, Buzz on Tap. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us, 5-star rating review, because it's cool and tough. Go to the YouTube, subscribe to it. Goose, I've missed you, buddy. I missed you. I had the flu last week. I called off work.
You called off work?
Yeah, for two straight days. I still worked. I had to work from home because they needed my help while I was gone, but I did not physically make it into the office.
Wow. You stayed at home and you still had to work. That's
bullshit, dude.
That is some bullshit. Like, you put in sick time, you should be able to just be sick.
No, I couldn't have been. I am an important cog in a machine, and I needed to be at least 50% moving. And, I gave them all 50% I had.
I'm glad to see that you're feeling better. I'm shocked that your mind medicines haven't stopped this sickness from happening to you.
Dude, I think it's my mother-in-law had a great theory. If you know how I've been doing the cold plunges and the fucking sauna? Yeah, she thinks that my body was like detoxing all the horrible shit that I have done to it as I've been taking care of this new health journey I've been on, and then I got the flu on top of my body, you know, cleaning my body up.
So your body gave itself the flu to cleanse yourself of all the toxins that you have been flushing and
bringing. I think the flu was just a drive-by shot from somebody trying to take me out.
Okay.
While I was detoxing.
All right.
If you just joined the episode, I'm detoxing my own.
I have a theory. I think you gave yourself the flu by putting your body up to 120 degrees and then going into negative degrees. I think that's what happened. I think that is how you get influenza.
That is possible, but I fuck you, buddy, all right? Because there's a lot of people that do it, and they're fine, all right? So I'm just saying. You're getting complimented out here by Hank Goose. Your backdrop here on the live stream on YouTube.
I think it looks very, paint-esque, and it makes me look very red, so it's probably going to be the only time that we ever see it, but we are going to make sure we find a very nice one for the next show as well, so thank you.
You're going to switch it up a little bit, be different every time?
Yeah, I mean, we remembered how to do that while we were making sure that our camera worked after our two-week hiatus, because, you know, we like to kick that shit, and then I disappear, and that might still happen, even though I hardwired that sucker instead of using my little adapter, because I think that's the trick. It doesn't even matter that I kick it. It's just this adapter, so I can have extra USB plugs for all the things that I have plugged into this computer, and unfortunately, it just jiggles sometimes.
Just fucking A, man. Things that jiggle sometimes are good and sometimes bad.
When things comes loose.
Speaking of sometimes good and sometimes bad, let's talk about, as Will Perdue referred them tonight, as the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde team, our Chicago Bulls, who were coming off of three straight losses, a horrible loss to the Washington Wizards. And they come out tonight against the Indiana Pacers, who have been on somewhat of a roll. They're doing all right, 41-33. And they beat the breaks off of them. Pretty much with no problem. Started the game off hot tonight. It was a real different look than what we've seen from the last week of the Bulls. More reason being is because it was consistent all the way through. Has anything in the last week really gotten to you? Because last time we recorded, we were coming off, I think we were coming off that initial Indiana win, which was Wednesday, March 13th, when DeMar DeRozan hit the big shot.
That was also still coming off of a weird West Coast trip where we proved to be the team that we always hoped to be, and then also showed the hand that we are the team that we thought we were. So, right. I've already forgot what you called this team.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
No, that's what Will Perdue called it. You said something else before that I thought was better.
Oh, but, I'm sure I did. I'm fucking jealous.
Somebody else will remember because they'll have heard it as I referenced it. So, Ayo Dosunmu has stood out to me. That is the biggest thing for me. Obviously, most people would probably agree there. Over the three-game stretch, he was averaging almost like 30 points. So with Kobe's absence there for a little bit with the injury, Ayo really picked up the mantle that Kobe had taken from Zach. So to see that ability and versatility between those two, seeing as they are kind of the only future pieces on this team, is big for me because the season has proven to, we know it's not going to mean much. We're probably going to be in the play-in. We might play one game. We might play two games. Maybe we'll play six. We're not going to play more than that. And that's what this season's going to end up in. And I'm sure you're watching your White Sox front offices talk and all that kind of stuff right now. And it just reminds you that new regime, none of it really matters. The system is in play.
This is Jerry's world, baby.
As long as tickets are being sold, things will remain the way that they are. And for the Bulls, I don't know if it's still the case, but at least a month ago, they were still leading the league in attendance. And as long as that remains the case, he is not going to overly invest in the team. And as long as they are just mediocre enough to fill those seats, this is what we're going to get. So we might just get DeMar back. We might get continuity round six. I don't think it's quite that many rounds yet, but it feels like it.
Speaking of the Sox, I will be at the home opener tomorrow with NWI Steve. So we're gonna be out there in Lot B probably. So if any White Sox fans are watching the show right now, we will be over there probably just drinking beer, not doing anything extravagant. Just going to have a couple beers, and then we're going to go in and take in a baseball game.
You called it sick again?
No, I took a half day tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I took a half day tomorrow. I'm glad you kind of brought this up because, like, honestly, I don't have, like, an outline for the fucking show at all of what we were going to talk about. I haven't talked to you in, like, a week, so we're going to fucking let it rock. So I had been sent, like, and I'm not going to call this person out yet because I don't think I even need to, really. But eventually, if they keep talking stupid shit, I will. And I'm just going to kind of subtweet this little thing here and just, they'll know who they are because I know they listen to our fucking show because they try to interact with everything I say when I tweet. So, it's okay to not like the direction that the Chicago Bulls are going in right now. Okay. It's okay to not like how they have spent the 2023-2024 NBA season. The last part of this episode is called Fandom Gatekeeping. I've seen a lot of, oh, why you even cheer for the team if you're going to bitch about them? Or, oh, you're not a real fan. Real fans stick by the team. No, motherfucker. Listen, when you don't go to 100 fucking games over the span of, like, you know, your whole entire life, you have no right to talk bullshit to me. Okay, like, so the gatekeeping fandom thing has to stop. If I don't like watching, the Chicago Bulls right now. I think they're fucking trash. I think they're a bad team. I think that they're getting lucky. 2 years ago, they're not in the fucking playoffs. There are two players worth watching this team, Goose. It's Ayo Dosunmu and Kobe fucking White. You had this fan base, and God bless the guy's soul. Javonte Green is a fucking awesome guy. He's a nice guy. The fucking United Center was in tears when he fucking comes out on the court tonight because he tries hard. Not because he flies all over the place, because he tries hard. I want to win. So the fact that you like to watch tryhards and it doesn't get us anywhere.
Hey, I will say this. I'm glad that we are at least tryhards now, because there's definitely been points where trying.
Are you? Because we are out of a fucking high draft pick because we have a bunch of tryhards. So are you happy about it? Are you? Where we go into continuity 6.735. It's like an iPhone update that they just come and you don't want it to, but it's just there. Like, I mean, that's what I mean. So I don't understand, and I'll never bitch somebody about liking the team. You want to like the team? Hey, I watch it for development too. I like watching Kobe and Io ball out, Goose. I love that shit. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend like this is some sort of competitive fucking basketball team, because after all, we switched the format of our show. They stuck so bad, a five-year run of post games. We do a show once a week, and the last fucking two times, once I got sick, and then the other time I fell asleep. You know, we're going to sit here and be fucking chastised because we tell the truth. Like, or at least that's what I believe I'm doing. He kicked the fucking cord. It's my floor. So if anybody has anything to say about that, I'd love for you to join in. I will send you a fucking link right now to come on this show with us, and you give me your point of view on what you think. But the fandom gatekeeping is the weirdest fucking thing and the most little dick syndrome thing that I have ever fucking seen in my life. So that is my spiel. Goose, I will give you the floor if you'd like to build on that, expand on it, disagree with it, anything you want to do. Floor is yours.
I don't have to disagree with it because there's no such thing as fandom gatekeeping. You're allowed to fan however the fuck you want to fan.
Thank you.
If you want to be a fangirl and just woo-woo every single thing that the team does because they're your team, woo-woo, motherfucker.
Woo-woo, man. Let's do, yeah, right.
That's fine.
It's like watching the fucking Bears.
Watch every night, and I want to be a middle-aged sourpuss about it because my team's not doing what I want them to do. Unfortunately, that's probably what I'm going to do. Are there things that I enjoy? Are there players that I like? The development I'm happy to see? Yes. As we touched on, the only things that are important with the remaining young players that get time to me this year are Kobe and Io. OB has kind of been a fun little story. Just because
lost a lot of time over the last couple games too himself. And you had people fucking clamoring for this guy to start. He played a minute and 30 seconds tonight.
Yeah. So his story's kind of cool, just in the sense that, like, we were supposed to sign him, and then he played on a different summer league team, and then we still signed him to a two-way, and now he's got a full contract, and, like, cool, good story. Do I think he's a rotational player for the Bulls going forward? Probably not. So for me, this season, and the experience that they'll get in a play-in is about Kobe and Io, because we're not going to see Pat, and from what we've heard, probably not going to see Julian Phillips again either. And unfortunately for me, even though Dalen Terry has done decent things here or there this season, and even more so in the recent stretch, I just don't really enjoy watching Dalen Terry play basketball, and I don't think that he has a future on this roster, because somebody like Julian Phillips has excited me more, and he's been here less time.
An 8-second violation tonight, Dalen Terry did.
That's impressive.
With 25 seconds left on the fucking clock.
Impressive.
Yeah, I mean, awareness. You know, that was unfucking believable in itself.
He's got energy. He's a tryhard, so he fits into that category that you were speaking about, and that's good.
Yeah, I hope the kid has a successful career. He might be a fucking key piece on a championship team. He's in the NBA. You never know. He's made it that far, right?
Who
ain't gonna be here?
Was it Patrick McCaw that, like, just bounced around everywhere?
Oh, yeah, from, like, Golden State, and then I think he was in Toronto.
Yeah, no, he was, like, the championship good luck charm.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be Dalen Terry once he leaves the Chicago Bulls.
Not to completely change the subject, but I feel like this carries weight, and you and I should talk about it, because the reason we came on so late is because Goose and I were watching.
We were actually enjoying good basketball?
Yes, we were watching the final of Houston and Oklahoma City. I was looking forward to that game all fucking day long, and it did not disappoint. Ends up going to overtime, and Jalen Green went fucking crazy, took it over, and Houston beat Oklahoma City without SGA, 132 to 126. But Houston did get that win. That's big for them and their hopes for the play-in. It's very big.
I would love to see I'd hope it wouldn't be Golden State, because I'd like to see Golden State in the playoffs, and I guess most people are going to hate this, but I want to see LeBron miss the playoffs again. I think it's funny. I know for some people, this very well could be his farewell tour, and seeing him miss the playoffs would not be ideal. But for me, I'm petty, And with all the damn goat talk, I like when LeBron doesn't make the playoffs, especially when he has rosters that are tailored towards himself. And obviously they didn't do jack at the deadline this year. They've kind of accepted their fate. And I don't think they're going to invest too much more into the LeBron rosters with their future. So what you get is what you get at this point. But I would love to see a young team like the Rockets that spent big this offseason on Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks and bringing in these gritty kind of guys to add to their surplus of young talent. I'd love to see them knock one of the, I guess, legacy players, teams.
I feel like that this year could be that year. And the reason I say that is one of these legacy teams, is, as you pointed out, a great point, because you have the Lakers sitting at 41 wins at the 9th seed. But keep in mind, Goose, the 6th seed is only 2 wins up on them right now. This Western Conference, so like this last 8 to 10 games for these teams, like it's going to be super fucking tight, like unbelievably tight. But you have Houston, who's on a complete and utter roll right now. They've won 10 games in a row. Houston has won 10 games in a row.
Houston, we have liftoff.
So they are really breathing down the necks right now of Golden State. And I do believe Golden State picked up that victory over Orlando. They did 101-93 tonight. I agree with Mr. E. I hope the Rockets make it somehow too. They're a fucking fun team to watch. But yeah, I mean, it's very interesting, this Western Conference.
We haven't talked for 2 weeks. This is a good segue. DeMar DeRozan, Dylan Brooks. What'd you think of that?
Oh, you know what, dude? Listen, Dylan Brooks is an agitator. That's what he does. I'm sure the Houston fan base loved him, just like the Memphis fan base loved him before they used him as a scapegoat. And then you saw the karma come and get them, with them having a shitty ass team and their superstar being a fucking dummy. But what I will say,
Derrick Rose retired on him too.
That was a fake report.
That was a fake report?
Yeah, it was a fake report that he retired.
That was like, yeah. Damn,
I
thought, yeah, he
no,
was
that
was a fake.
On the mid-season. I probably would have went live that day and just shed. I just thought about this. I'm so glad you said that. I just thought about this the other day, dude. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, man, oh my God, it's the same fucking guy. I'll tell you who the guy is afterwards, but it's the same fucking guy. Goes on and says about how we should be proud of the Bulls fan base. Franchise compared to some other franchises that haven't won in 20 years. Do we realize that we haven't made an Eastern Conference final since 2010? It's 2020 fucking four, dude. It is 2024. We have not won a title since 1998. What the fuck am I proud of? I'm in Chicago.
I know we're talking basketball, but obviously I was telling you about my car situation before I got on here. Yeah. Looking at cars is making me realize how old I am how old things are.
Yeah, things are old.
Because, like, when I'm looking at cars from, like, 2016, I'm like, oh, that's pretty new. And I'm like, holy shit, that's a decade old.
It's about 8 years old now.
That's almost a decade old.
Is going to be six.
The technology of those cars, and you go from, like, a 16 into a 19, you're literally going into a spaceship.
Ren's going to be six on Monday, dude. Yeah.
Sixth grade,
huh? She's in kindergarten. Yeah, my heart breaks, man. Oh God, I can't even talk about it on the podcast. I'm crying for everybody. I get emotional, dude. I can't even handle it. I look at her little face. I'm like, why are you getting older like that? I can't.
why are you doing that?
I can't stop it. I'm trying, but I can't stop it. But no, there was another gate fucking keeping thing that happened, you know, because it's been like 20 fucking years that the Bulls have done anything sort of relevance. And fuck, 15 years almost that they made the Eastern Conference Finals and lost 4-1.
We are not a low budget, shitty marketed team. We've got to turn this around. We are the Chicago Bulls. And I am simply tired of being a Chicago fan who has franchises top to bottom that are content living off of the fan pride that is leading to the gatekeeping that you are speaking of.
It just makes me so mad.
You know, like that is literally the issue. And it's not an issue because I love our fan base. I love how deep our pride for our team is in this city. It sucks when it gets pitted against each other and ourselves amongst our culture. But at the end of the day, that gatekeeping is because people care that much about the team that they're like,
yeah, right.
My team, if you don't like them the same way that I do. And all it is for us is we're tired of the Chicago name, the Chicago Bulls brand being used as an excuse to be mediocre.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Because you know that I will go nowhere. Because you know that I will be right here. This
I will still follow you.
I will still follow you. And in most cases, still talk about you most nights. And unfortunately, you'll get away with it because you don't care what I have to say because you're making money while doing this.
Billions
and billions, as a matter of fact.
I know that Dylan Brooks caused that whole fucking little off-track spiel there, but back to that, who do you have winning if they actually got into fucking fisticuff? I'm telling you what, dude. I don't know who'd win that fight, but Debo would have to – he'd have to get a fucking chair. Dylan Brooks' forehead, I guarantee, could take a fucking red line baseball bat off the top of it. I'm telling you, Goose, it would bounce back. That fucking thing is strong.
Well, the good thing about a forehead is it's not as strong. I mean, it's a lot stronger than a jaw. I don't think Debo would be punching him in the forehead. I don't know that Debo's on, like, the James Johnson taekwondo multi-black belt level.
James Johnson's the baddest motherfucker in the league.
But of – like, if top 10 players in the league that I probably wouldn't fuck with, DeMar's probably up there.
Oh, wow.
Because whether it's not just one-on-one with DeMar, I think DeMar's got the kind of ties that you don't want to fucking really mess with either.
And DeMar's that man. He's that dude.
I think that's really kind of all that was.
He's a millionaire.
Like, He just had to grab Brooks and let him know, like, I'm not the dude.
I will smack the shit out of you.
You can get away with this shit with everybody else. And unfortunately, what Brooks did, even though his teammates didn't like it because it took him out of the game, did probably win them the game. Debo is our most important player in the fourth quarter, has been, is for the whole entire season, and he was not available. He was ejected from the game. So Dylan Brooks did what he was supposed to, but Debo, top 10 player in the league, not to fuck with.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Fucking,
his name is not – he's had the nickname Debo for a long time.
I am so
– coincidence.
I am so fine with losing out, getting a fucking lottery pick that's somewhat decent just to get a young talent in here and bringing Debo back. And I know it's not going to happen that way. We're going to most likely play the Hawks in the first play-in game. It'd be the 9 and the 10 seed battling it out, you know, because fucking 10 teams out of it.
But I'm looking at this, and we've beat Indy twice in a row now.
Yeah.
They are the 6, and they are not too comfortably in the 6.
No, they're not.
Not on their tail.
Yeah.
Maybe Acme, they have their dream come true. The Bulls play the Hawks, who we play Trae Young pretty well. You play the Hawks, you beat them. If the Pacers fall and the Heat kind of creep up on them there, and you then have the Pacers, and that's the two teams that you have to beat to secure the 8 seed, we might be in the first round of the playoffs, buddy.
Yeah, I can't wait to run into fucking Boston.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying want to be in the first round of the playoffs.
God, would it be worth it, huh?
God, would it be worth it? I don't know if we have a Rajon Rondo that's here to take a 2-0 lead on Boston to throw away once he gets injured, but you know, the Acme dream might work. Continuity might get us to play a real playoff game this year.
This team is 35-38. We just want to finish fucking 500.
Every time we've gotten within a game of 500, I have actually gotten excited, and I don't know why.
Yeah, like, because they slip every time.
I was like, there were seasons with Hoiberg where we finished 500 and didn't make the playoffs because the play-in didn't exist yet, and we were not happy.
It don't make any sense, man. I don't understand. Has anything in the Eastern Conference changed for you over the last 2 weeks as far as the upper tier of teams are concerned right now? Because, I mean, you have the rumors that Joel Embiid's going to return. Maybe before the end of the season there, after he's missed 27, 28 games now with that knee surgery he got. Obviously, I think when he comes back, if he's able to work himself back into somewhat
Joel Embiid had
game ready shape, they should be way better than they're going to be seeded. Obviously,
Joel Embiid had an MVP season previously. I feel like their team had a lot more talent on it the previous year. I don't think that they're really going to do all that much, especially with him coming off of an injury. He doesn't seem to be the kind of guy that recovers very quickly. And if he is coming back, who knows how long he will be back for, and how long or like how much he will be available even in said return. So I'm not really too worried about Philly. Obviously, I think the Bucks, you've added Damian Lillard to a team that's already won a championship. A lot of those pieces are kind of aging, not what they used to be. Milwaukee and Boston. I mean, if that's not the Eastern Conference Finals, something happened, somebody important got injured. I don't really see it shaking out any other way.
Do you think
and for the sake of the NBA, I hope that is the case.
Well, do you think if OG and Julius Randle can get back and get some game shape in before the playoffs really get going, that the Knicks can do something? I mean, you're starting to see a lot of guys step up and find their place in a rotation where you've seen Tibbs. I mean, yeah, Tibbs played Josh Hart like every minute the other night, but
we're not, as much as I love to talk about the Tibbs thing, DeMar leads the league in minutes.
Well, I know, but I swear to God, Tibbs could probably, Josh Hart can't be, well, he's been on and off the bench all year too, but I mean, the Knicks are playing still playing some crazy basketball. They dropped 145 points tonight.
No, I mean, the Knicks are a team that I'm not ever really going to give the due that they deserved because they're the Knicks.
I think I've been paying more attention because a Chicago guy's leading them and Tibbs is there with them.
Yeah, no, I got you. I feel like they're creeping up on the tier of Milwaukee and them.
Yeah.
And with any injury, they're definitely poised to take advantage of a situation similar to how the Heat have done a couple of times in the previous years with Giannis injuries and stuff like that. So I think they're poised in their position to make a run to an Eastern Conference Finals. And obviously anything can happen. That's all you can ask for, and that's what the Bulls hope to be. They're just very far from that.
I mean, they might have I tweeted out today that I believe that one day Io DeSumo can get into an All-Star game. Will he be a perennial All-Star, Goose? I don't think so. But I think he could be somebody who gets his name on that list at least once in his career. The reason I say that is because of his development. I don't know if I could say that. I can see Coby White being the starting point guard of my backcourt of the future. I don't know if I could see Io DeSumo being that too, like saying, because a lot of people love the backcourt. And I love watching those guys too, don't get me wrong. I just don't know if that could be it unless you – get a fucking superstar level guy who's there with him.
No, I mean that can't be it. You need that top tier.
There's just so much more work to do.
A1 prospect. We need a 3-and-D wing. Hey, if we would have traded Alex Caruso for Jonathan Kuminga, and you're talking Kobe, Io, Kuminga, Pat, and draft picks to come.
I've traded Pat 70 years ago in my head. I did. You want to talk about a Chicago Bulls name that does not run through my mind at all. I wish him the best. I hope he gets healthy as fuck. But I have not thought a lick about Patrick Williams. Not a fucking like. Oh, you know what? If he was in there, it'd be a lot better.
You thought a lot about him. It just hasn't been good.
I really haven't. I forgot he was there. I did. I'm telling you now. I fucking forgot. Like, I mean, what difference are you making when we're clamoring for guys like Javonte Green and Onurlat Batum? You know, I did that one well. I tried hard. I feel like I did right, and I'm proud of it.
That was good.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Fucking looked in the mirror and said his name 75 times before we went live.
No, I know.
Of course I didn't. You prep for a show? Who the fuck do you think I am?
Yeah. Prep? You're in the wrong place.
Yeah, right. You want a structured episode? Go listen to something else. No, I was kidding. We just talk about whatever we want to, and our ADD leads us along the way. All right? That's what happens here. But no, seriously, I haven't thought about Pat at all. So, Cooper Flagg, 2024. You know?
Fly the flag.
Or 2020, wait.
Five.
What year is it? 2024 now, yeah. Yeah, so 2025, Cooper Flagg. And that's what we're going for. Pair him with Io and Kobe. We'll see how that goes.
And you saying that just made me realize I'm pretty sure 2025 is the year that we owe San Antonio.
Sure the fuck is.
So,
sure is.
So obviously that pick is protected.
Gotta suck.
That adds another level of irony to do you bring DeMar back or not?
Do you
give DeMar the keys to hand the draft pick to the team that you traded for him?
Yeah, to pair alongside fucking Wemby.
You did not anticipate him to be here still. You did not anticipate him to be playing at an all-star caliber still. Obviously, he did not make an all-star team this year because the team sucked tremendously at the time and to start the year, which dug him a hole that he wasn't going to dig himself out of. But he has played for the most part throughout the season still at an all-star level. Do you give that man the keys? Because you owe him money, as much as I thought it was an overpay initially. He has outplayed that contract. You owe him money. Do you give him the keys to stick it to you in the worst way and send your draft pick off to San Antonio to go help Victor Wembanyama build a team of the future?
That Watch is so- him fuck around and draft Bronny to bring LeBron in to pair next to Wemby.
Yeah, no. You know what? That is something the NBA would do. You know what? If the shit is scripted, as some people suggest, I could very well see
something. Dude, I think that would work great for fucking Wemby to have LeBron next to him.
They're going to send the 7th overall pick to the San Antonio Spurs because they traded for DeMar DeRozan.
No, I think it's top 10 protected, isn't it?
I hope so.
I got to fuck it. Hang on.
I know it's at least 5.
I don't know it off the top of my head right now. I don't, so I'm looking.
I pray that it's 10. I know that it was at least 5 or 4.
Let's see here.
They didn't intend on being in the lottery, Buzz. They went all in, and they thought they had a window.
I'm fucking bad at Googling stuff, so people are going to have to be patient.
I try not to move too much because then I disappear.
Yeah, don't move. Okay, yeah, it's top 10 protected. So, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. So trade DeMar DeRozan to Bulls for Thaddeus Young, Al Farouk Aminu, 2022 second-round pick that became Kennedy Chandler. Draft pick, first-round pick 2 years after the Bulls send the first-round pick to the Magic from the earlier trade, protected top 10 in first year, 8 in the second year, and third year else 2028 second-round pick. So that is how that conveys, and what a kick in the dick, you know?
You know, that's definitely a kick in the dick.
So be optimistic about it. Okay, so faith, right?
You know what? Acme, do it. Just extend him. Let's make the play in. Let's send the 12th overall pick to the Spurs for re-signing DeMar and doing this one last time. But Lonzo will be back. And Zach will be back.
Can't wait to have the fucking controversy. Back.
And if we pay Pat, you can't pay Pat if you pay DeMar. Because DeMar is going to want at least more than Vooch money. You can't tell that man, nah, we're not giving you $20
million. Yeah, we're going to give Vooch $20 million a year. We'll give you $21 million.
Yeah, we'll give you 20.1.
Twilight of your career. Okay, you are just good enough to make sure I don't get a fucking pick. That is what this is. So you got to take some sort of discount to be here. If you can't do it, brother, I understand. Go win somewhere. Do what you got to do. Love you. You are a Bull. I would consider buying his jersey, just because of the last 3 years. And you know I don't do that. So last 3 years, I would think about.
Has provided more moments in these 3 years than anything outside of Rose. Jimmy. Because Jimmy definitely had some moments too. But yeah.
Yeah, I know.
We made it 35 minutes, buddy.
Yeah, dude, we do good all the time. You know, I mean, we know how to fucking chop it up. We know when to hit them marks. We know when not to go over. I don't really have much else. I do want to say that I hope that we do not miss any more Wednesdays. I want to continue doing this through the rest of the season because it's exciting to see who they're going to fucking play in the play-in and how that's going to go, right?
You're so, trying to get in that gate, aren't you?
Yeah, I took an alpha brain before we got on. It's kicking in now. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to be fucking fully on it. You know what I mean? So, like, that's what I'm trying to be optimistic.
No, I don't think we'll miss anymore. I don't think you can get influenza again. Spring is coming. We should be good. I don't see why I wouldn't be available, but I'm not trying to jinx that. Luckily, my desk actually is made out of wood, but there goes the camera.
Well, listen, dude. Listen, you know, listen, we show up when the Bulls show up, all right?
Listen, Linda. Oh, my God. What's going on?
It's all fucked up now. You wearing your homage shirt?
I am it's indeed.
It's a nice fucking shirt, dude. You got the black one, huh? I got the gray one.
Yep. Look at that. Look
that's at nice. That. Yeah, oh, you can get that at homage.com/ontap.
Get you some homage.
I actually don't know if that is the code, but I hope it is. So
if it's not, they probably got a different one on the webpage. It's fine.
Closing words, Goose.
Apparently I'm fully bald now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Closing words. Io Kobe, keep it rolling. I hope Kobe gets back to his 20-plus point groove. I would like to see Io with a little bit more of control on the offense, just because that does seem to be a little bit more of his niche. Give Kobe some more off-ball opportunities. And let's not play with our food tonight. We actually took care of business throughout, only took the foot off the gas a little bit at certain moments. But definitely a game I would consider taking care of business against a team higher than you in the standings. So let's keep that mentality and not get blown out either, because I can't stand watching games like the Mavs. That was too much.
It's too much for you. Yeah, see, my closing is I challenge everybody that listens to this podcast that is a diehard Chicago Bulls fan to watch good teams around the league as much as you can, and there's a million places you could pirate. And also to watch teams with a ton of young talent that are making noise. And then go back and watch the Bulls and tell me you enjoy yourself, fuckface, all right? So that's good. All right. We'll be back next week on Wednesday after the Bulls. Do they even play next Wednesday? We don't know. We'll be back Wednesday no matter what. You know where to follow us. You know where to find us. You know where to go. Do all those things. See you next Wednesday. Let's go, Bulls. I guess, kind of.